Where does water best illustrate its importance in an American city? Well, let me give you a hint. An oasis in the desert. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Well, the answer is Las Vegas, Nevada. Over 150 years ago, the valley that we now call Las Vegas was a great place for merchants to resupply before pushing further to California. This area was abundant in artesian water that filled portions of the landscape. What a contrast with the surrounding dry and hot desert environment. Las Vegas is located in a broad valley surrounded by saline lakes, salt pans, and mountain ranges of the Great Basin. A whopping 4.5 inches of rain falls on Las Vegas on an average year, and this rain either evaporates or percolates into the ground. It doesn't sound like much water to satisfy the 2 million people that live in the metropolitan area. Well, it isn't. Over 90% of the city's water supply comes from the Colorado River. Pat Mulroy, general manager with the Southern Nevada Water Authority, articulated the relationship that her city has with water. Appreciation and responsibility is a necessity.
Las Vegas's relationship with water is very simple. We realize more than many Western cities that we wouldn't exist without it, and that we're very, very dependent on having a secure, resilient, and progressive approach to water management. We have to. Everyone in the community has a much higher level of appreciation for their water supply than in other areas I've visited, particularly on the East Coast, where they take it for granted. And it is something that is first and foremost in Southern Nevadans' mind.
But I'm sure water also has a relationship to the people of Las Vegas. This relationship has a lot to do with getting around when in short supply. That put a few words in the mouth of water in this way.
Here in Las Vegas, I know that the parks the children play in is there because of me. I know that the people living here can live here because of me. I know that I am a very scarce commodity in this desert.
The responsibility that each of us have with water is to appreciate its presence and support keeping it clean and abundant throughout our communities. Water is, in Pat's view, a human right. She also understands that each of us has a stewardship responsibility that is essential for supporting our communities with not only water, but a conveyance system that delivers water to everyone's doorstep.
People have this belief that water is a basic human right. And I don't disagree that water is a basic human right, because without it, we don't exist. But the infrastructure and the treatment and the technology that treats that water and moves it to their house isn't a basic human right. People need to stop taking their water systems for granted, and they need to stop taking the resource for granted. They need to accept that they have a stewardship responsibility. That is the responsibility of each and every one of us that uses that supply every single day. It would be to use it wisely, to fix the leaks when the leaks occur, to not take it for granted, to really appreciate the significance of that one very simple element in the ability of this community to exist, the ability of this economy to exist, and the ability for me to live in this particular part of the universe.
Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.